Merry Christmas, one and all, and welcome. I'm not actually putting that voice on, James. That's actually how I'm talking at the minute. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. This week, the Christmas week, we've decided to join you all with a little brief whistle-stop tour of all the results from Saturday and Boxing Day, as well as a little preview for this weekend's matches in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. We're not bothering any of the managers or any of our regular contributors with a fixture preview. We're just here for a little cosy chat. And I say we, because joining me down the other end of the phone, it's part of his contract. It's James Hayes, everyone. Social media officer from the Northern Premier League. Hello, James. How are you?
Hello, Ben. Merry Christmas. How are you doing?
Please bear with me. I do have a sore throat. That's because I commentated on the epic game. Yeah, the local derby between FC United and Aston United on Boxing Day, and my voice needs to recover. But James, how was your Christmas? You have a good time?
Been eventful. Let's say Berkey, I've given his opinions of a certain game on Saturday. We'll talk about it in a second. But other than that, nice quiet one, I think, for once. Well, one postponement across the four divisions. So, yeah, calm one for once, really.
Well, let's talk about Berkey. Not his gloating or anything like that, but the fact that on Saturday, Hyde United beat Radcliffe by 3-1. It's been a decent week for Hyde United, because they drew 0-0 with Macclesfield at the Moss Rose. 4 points out of a possible 6 when you're taking on both Radcliffe and Macclesfield. That's not bad for Hyde United.
Not when you consider the other results around the top end of the table as well. It's a fantastic week from there. Two title contenders, you're taking points off. The Radcliffe match, second half, Radcliffe couldn't get out of their own half to make anything. It was a 1 point. You have a 7-man back line of how much Hyde were getting forward. And looking how the table is, right in the playoff fight at the moment now as a result of that.
So Hyde United ending this past weekend in 7th position, joining a load of teams on 38 points. More on that in a second. 38 points, incidentally, is 10 points behind league leaders Radcliffe. Radcliffe on Tuesday did bounce back, a 3-0 victory for them over Bradford Park Avenue. They've opened up a 4-point lead up at the top, despite the defeat on Saturday, because Rylands could only manage 2 draws. A 1-1 draw with Atherton Colts on Saturday and a 1-1 draw at Marine on Tuesday. Tricky week with 2 away games there for Rylands. But there we are, 2 points.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, clearly focused on Radcliffe there. It's big winners on Boxing Day. One of only 2 teams in the top 8 to actually record wins. I think next 4 weeks is going to be massive in terms of the title fight.
The team now in 3rd position, 3 points behind Warrington Rylands, 7 points behind Radcliffe, is Worksop. A 0-0 draw for Worksop on Saturday at the Giant Axe as they took on Lancaster City. Whilst on Tuesday, a 1-0 win over Basford United. Marine, they only picked up 2 points. We mentioned their draw on Boxing Day against Warrington Rylands. They also drew 1-1 away at Whitby Town. Not too sure they're bad results, though, in all fairness. Draws against Rylands and Whitby for Marine.
Yeah, I mean, especially with some of the New Year's Day fixtures as well. Good 2 points in a situation like that. Let's not forget, New Year's Day, we've got Warrington Rylands v Macclesfield. And that's a big opportunity for the likes of Marine, Whitby, Hyde or Ashton, because Hyde and Ashton are playing each other on New Year's Day as well. Big opportunity going into the second part of the season.
Well, Macclesfield are in 5th. They're on 38 points, like Whitby, like Hyde, like Ashton. 1 point behind Marine. Macclesfield, it's been a 4-point week for them over the festive period. We had that 0-0 draw with Hyde on Boxing Day. But on Saturday, they travelled to the North Home and beat Gainsborough Trinity by 3-1. So a decent weekend for Macclesfield. Not so much for Gainsborough. They're in their own little island, almost, with Mask United, which I don't think anyone would have suggested a couple of weeks ago. In fact, no, we theorised that that was possible, and it's happened. Gainsborough Trinity are now in 17th, 7 points from 16th, and just 2 points ahead of Mask. They are 6 points, though, above the relegation zone. That's all happened because of the results of Mask United. Mask have picked up 6 points over the festive period. It's been a very good weekend for the Mount Pleasant club. Mask United beating Ashton United on Saturday by 1-0. I believe that game was in tricky conditions. It was very windy. I believe someone told me from Ashton that there was a goal kick that turned into a corner. So it was one of them things on Saturday. But Mask picking up 3 points there, a vital 3 points, especially when you add to that, they beat Guiseley by 3-2 on Boxing Day. This has been a brilliant weekend for Mask.
It has indeed. And at a time where, obviously, they're trying to break the attendance record for the next fixture. great fight back since the start of October, and the wins are starting to roll in a bit more at the same time. And they've got Adam Boyes on a great hat trick in the result there. Again, Ashley and the guys have been on form themselves a little bit. Two great results, especially the one on the road at Guiseley itself. So they put themselves back in the fight. And again, they've put the likes of Gaines Ritson on notice a little bit with the form.
Yes, well, a couple of teams actually have picked up 6 points this past week, and it feels like 6 points at the right time, about the likes of Mask United closing that gap to the rest of the league. One of those teams is Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge with a 3-0 win over Bradford Park Avenue on Saturday and a 2-1 win over Lancaster City on Boxing Day. Bamber Bridge now are four games unbeaten with three straight wins. They've hit form at the right time, just getting themselves into mid-table land.
Indeed so, but more of the facts as well, they've got Ewan Baines who's back in goal-scoring form. Picking up the points against the teams around is always a crucial situation. Yeah, a win is always going to be a great win, regardless who you play. There's still 7 points behind in the playoff mark at the moment, but keep on this form, they're going to be back up there as well.
So Bamber Bridge up to 12th, and as you say, James, 7 points from the playoffs. The other team who picked up 6 points this past week was FC United. A 2-1 victory over Stafford Rangers on Saturday. Wonderful goal from Declan McLaughlin. If you've not seen it already, it's a wonder strike, and a vital win for FC United, who were starting to, you know, the form was a bit inconsistent, wasn't it, heading into that game against Stafford. And then on Boxer Day, a 2-1 win against Ashton United. So 6 points for FC as well, moving them up to 15th. Like Bamber Bridge, they're now 7 points from the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, some of the recruitment at FC United has changed the direction a little bit for FC United. Like when you look at the form tables recently, some FC United need. And again, it just stays out that little bit of a tussle down the bottom end of the table at the moment.
I think, just to say, James, I think those teams who were looking over the shoulder, FC, Bamber Bridge, a little bit of Workington, when you look at it, they're 14 points now above the relegation places. That's how big this Christmas week has been.
Yeah, I mean, again, you look at FC United's next couple of fixtures, I'm ignoring Radcliffe and Ilkeston, but what the likes of Bradford, Mask and Gainsborough in the next couple of weeks too. So, obviously, a great opportunity. If FC United can get, I reckon, even 6 points out of that, never mind all three wins out in them games, well and truly into safety situation, maybe a late push for the playoffs. Sometimes they are better in the second part of the season. Likes Workington as well, as we mentioned, obviously picks up 3 points themselves over the Christmas period. But looking at their next fixtures, Bamber Bridge, then Radcliffe, Rylands and Whitby Town coming up too, playoff side. So,
Workington with a 4-1 win over Ilkeston Town on Saturday. But they were beaten by Atherton Coles on Tuesday, and we sent big praise to Mask United, but I think we have to give praise as well to Atherton Coles. 4 points for them this past week. For Stafford Rangers, they bounced back from that defeat on Saturday with a fantastic 4-0 win over Gainsborough Trinity on Tuesday. So the bottom two, they don't want to be left behind either. Stafford are now just 3 points behind Bradford Park Avenue. Atherton Coles just 2 points behind Bradford Park Avenue. Again, going back to those crucial wins for FC and Bamber Bridge to relieve any notion of, you know, getting dragged into the relegation battle. That's how big this week's been for Mask, because Mask, it would have been a real tussle heading into New Year for the bottom five, but it's now Mask have got themselves a little bit of a buffer.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Manchester United results were absolutely crucial for them at the same time. But for Everton and Stafford, the wins are what they needed. Second half of the season, it's not clear cut as much as people were thinking 3-4 weeks ago. Obviously, one or two of them sides still got a little bit of work to get back out of the fight. But the likes of Everton, Colby, Stafford are picking up form where they can do.
Yeah, big wins for Atherton and Stafford on Boxing Day. Just two teams we've not really mentioned, Matlock and Morpeth. The two of them went head-to-head on Saturday. 1-1 that finished there in the M Derby, if you will. Morpeth were defeated on Boxing Day by Whitby Town by 1-0. Whilst Matlock, they too were in a game which finished 1-0, but 1-0 to Matlock as they defeated Ilkeston Town. So what that does to the league table as we head into the new year fixtures, it looks like we've got four different battles going on. We've got Radcliffe and Warrington Rylands up at the top, 4 points separating the two teams. Radcliffe do have a game in hand. Then we've got this battle around the playoff line. We've got Worksop, 3 points inside the playoffs. Marine, 1 point inside the playoffs. And then Macclesfield, who are there essentially with a far superior goal difference, in fifth position. They're tied with Whitby Town, who are now in sixth, who do have a game in hand. Hyde United, who have played a game more, and Ashton United, who are in eighth position. So four teams there, all tied in fifth position, essentially. Then you've got Geisler, who are just 2 points outside the playoffs. Matlock, who are 4 points outside the playoffs. And then Ilkeston Town finishing the top half of the table, 5 points from the playoffs. Then in the lower half, you've got four teams all on 31 points. Bamber Bridge, Morpeth Town, Workington and FC United. That's 7 points outside the playoffs. And finishing off mid-table, if I can describe it as that, Lancaster City, they're on 30 points, 8 points outside the playoffs and 13 points above the relegation zone, which I think you can describe as mid-table-ish as we head into 2024, even though they are sitting in 16th. Then we've got Gainsborough and Mask, 2 points separating those two teams. Mask United, 4 points above the relegation line. And in those relegation places, we've got Bradford Park Avenue, Basford United, Atherton Colts and Stafford Rangers, all separated by just 3 points. It looks like it's going to be a very, very interesting 2024. But before 2024 and the New Year's Day matches, we've actually got some Saturday games. How novel. One of which, oh, have I got to spend Saturday with you? FC United against Radcliffe. Boom.
And even that's not a match of the afternoon, in fairness, when you look at the fixture list for the whole day as well.
Well, it's game of the weekend for me. That's the most important thing.
It's game of the weekend for FC and Radcliffe. But again, a nice little local derby between them. But if you look at the fixture list there, you've got Hyde and Ashton United, obviously. Both sides win would put them right up there in the playoff situation, both 7th and 8th at the moment. You've got Warrington Rounds with Macclesfield, which is game of the day for me. Obviously, Macclesfield really do need a win to get back into the title fight a little bit there, I feel. Big, big weekend coming up for teams in the playoff situations at the moment. So even with Whitby Town against Ilkeston, Ilkeston aren't a million mile off and a good win up at Whitby Town. That playoff race at the moment is getting that tight. Is if 3 points is going to send you either 5 places up the table or it's going to knock you down 5 places.
Yeah, at the start of this festive week, there was 9 points on offer and there's actually only 3 teams who could possibly get those 9 points as we head into 2024. FC United is one of them, but that is going to be a very, very tough game to say the least. Radcliffe taking on FC United at Broadhurst Park. The other team on Saturday with a chance of getting 9 points from this week is Mask United. Mask hosting Morpeth Town. That'd be some story if they can manage that.
It would do indeed in more ways than one. It could be 7 points above the relegation line by the end of the weekend there as well. When you look at the start of the season as well, Mask United couldn't get a win from anywhere. Rock bottom of the table. So it's a great turnaround.
Yeah, with the chance there this weekend for Mass to go 7 points above the relegation line, that'd be some story, wouldn't it? In the relegation places, you've got Basford United. They're taking on Marine. Marine in fourth position. They do have an opportunity this weekend to finish the weekend in third position if results go a certain way. But there's so many teams. I mean, even Geisler in ninth position could end the weekend in the playoffs. That's how competitive it is. Matlock Town, they're taking on Stafford Rangers. Tricky games for those teams in the top half of the table. I'm going to say it. I don't think anyone said it on the show this week. Classic example of why people say there's no easy games in this league, James.
Indeed so. And the fact we've got 2 days of it as well. All the East Division are playing on the 30th this weekend. All the Midlands Divisions are playing on the 1st. So if you're looking for matches, I think this is the best weekend to try and get 2 free games. Even to the point in the East Division, North Ferry decided to play on the 30th and the 2nd. So great festival of football here in the Northern Premier League this weekend coming up.
Yeah, those are the Saturday matches. On New Year's Day, we've got these games taking place as well. Game of the weekend, I think you've already mentioned it. Warrington Rylands taking on Macclesfield. What a game of football that's going to be at Gorsey Lane. We've also got Worksop Town. They're travelling to Gainsborough Trinity. That is a mammoth game for Gainsborough Trinity as well. We spoke about Mask United opening up that gap to the relegation places. They could put Gainsborough Trinity in 18th if results go a certain way. So Gainsborough don't want that to happen. Tough game, though, against Worksop Town. The team currently sitting in third, who aren't completely out of the title race, that's for sure. 7 points behind Radcliffe at the moment. We've also got Geisley. They're taking on Bradford Park Avenue at the Horsfall Stadium. Bradford Park Avenue wanted to close that gap to Mask United. Geisley wanting to get themselves in the playoff places. Big local derby, that, James, on Monday.
Indeed, so I mean, good local derbies all over Christmas period as well in all the divisions. Obviously, some teams have got a bit more travelling, thus why some matches have been moved to the Saturday. there's a lot more on the line than just local pride in a lot of these games this year as well. Specifically that with Warrington and Macclesfield. Yeah, they'll have to go to Moss Rose over Easter, but it's going to be a big opportunity for either of them sides to either cement places in the playoffs or join the title fight again. But again, a draw invites everyone else back into the fight too.
Yeah, it really does. And two teams who will be looking to pounce on the likes of Rylands and Macclesfield actually go head-to-head this weekend as well. Also in a derby, Hyde United taking on Ashton United on New Year's Day. Big crowd guaranteed at Ewan Fields there on Monday. We've also got Workington. They're taking on Bamber Bridge. That's an interesting game, isn't it? Because both teams on 31 points. Both teams, you know, I mean, it's 7 points to the playoff line at the moment. Could be four by 5 o'clock on New Year's Day. And we've got Lancaster City. They're taking on Atherton Coles. Big game for Atherton Coles, who've had a very good festive week thus far, whilst Whitby Town, just outside the playoff positions, take on Ilkeston Town. Big game, that one, for Ilkeston, wanting to at least close the gap to the likes of Whitby Town. They certainly don't want that gap to grow, that's for sure. I should say, Workington against Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge are the third team who could get a possible 9 points from the festive week. The other teams, obviously, we've already mentioned, Mask and FC United. So Bamber Bridge there, they've had a very good Christmas, that's for sure. But James, there are all the matches for this weekend. How can people keep across it all on social media?
Yeah, so on X, formerly known as Twitter, it's Northern Premier League. And then on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, YouTube, and TikTok, it's official Northern Premier.
Good stuff. Well, as you can all hear, my voice is about to go, so this seems like an appropriate time to draw a line under this Christmas week special of the MPL show. Why is it special, you ask? Well, it's because there were no interviews and no proper preview. It was just essentially me and James talking about the league table and some of the results from this past week. We hope you've enjoyed this makeshift edition of the MPL show during Christmas week. We will be back to normal service next week as we present our first show of 2024. Me and James and all the contributors here on the MPL show wish you all a very Merry Christmas, dear listener, and a really, really happy New Year. So, James, just before you go, looking forward to 2024 with the MPL.
Indeed, obviously, big year for us because we're expanding to 88 clubs at the end of the campaign.
88 clubs.
So,
Come on.
getting ready for another six teams. But again, we're looking at all four divisions. The title race has become a lot more competitive, particularly in the Midlands division as well, where you've got three teams, 3 points aside in the forms of Harborough, Spalding, and Anson Nomads at the moment. So,
Yep.
very, very competitive second half of the season we're looking at.
Yep, you mentioned the title race in the Midlands division. The playoff race is pretty epic, isn't it? As well, with Loughborough, Hinckley, Lytown, and Sutton Coldfield just separated by 3 points, just slightly behind the likes of Harborough, Spalding, and Anstey Nomads. You mentioned the East Division earlier, just to check in there. Stockton Town have got themselves a 6 point lead up at the top. Hebburn are the team in second. And then we've got, wow, what an epic tussle this is for the playoffs. Concert, Dunstan, Pontefract Coles, Belper, Carlton Town, and North Ferriby all separated by just 3 points. What's that? Six teams for three places. That's interesting, isn't it? Heading into 2024. And finally, I might as well finish on this note. The West Division, Leek Town, 5 point lead up at the top of the division after this festive week. Then Runcorn Linnets are 4 points inside the playoffs. 2 points behind Runcorn Linnets, we've got Prescott Cables. And then around that playoff line, Avro, Stalybridge, Kidsgrove Athletic, and Bootle, all separated by just 2 points. So that's the lay of the land in those divisions there. James, big thank you for joining us on this show this week. Thank you for making it a slightly more interesting show than just me talking on my own with a sore throat. So thank you
No
very
worries,
much indeed.
Ben.
But James, big thank you for joining us. You have a lovely new year, and we'll catch up again in 2024.
Happy New Year, Ben.
Well, thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. But that's it for the MPL show for this week. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all have a lovely new year. Take care. Bye-bye.